الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استوصوا بالنساء خيرا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected elders, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short life. Compared to the other nations, if we look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short span of life. It reflects the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, my ummah will live between the age of 60 and 70. In this very short span of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, we should be conscious in two things. One is the huququllah, the rights which we should fulfill to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also huququl ibad, that is the rights which we should fulfill to our fellow brothers and sisters. Today I wish to speak about the rights that we should fulfill to the woman. When it comes to the woman, there are three women there who are dearest, who are closest to us. What does Islam say about them? How do we fulfill their rights? The mother, the wife, and our daughter. When it comes to the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. I emphasize upon you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I emphasize upon you to treat your mother kindly. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمَّهُ كُرْحًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she gave birth to you with difficulty and she bore you with difficulty. A person comes to Nabi alayhi salam and says, Ya Rasulullah, who has the greatest right upon a person? Then Nabi alayhi salam replies, your mother. Again the person asks, Ya Rasulullah, who has the greatest right upon a person? Nabi alayhi salam replies, your mother. Three times Nabi alayhi salam says, your mother. The fourth time Nabi alayhi salam replies, your father. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salam, a person comes to Nabi alayhi salam and says, Ya Rasulullah, if I carry my mother and perform the whole of Hajj, will I be able to fulfill the rights of my mother? Nabi alayhi salam said, maybe a moment which she bore while she was giving birth to you. Maybe a slight moment. Fulfilling the rights of our mother. The Quran does not mention, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say to the parents to love their children. Because naturally it is in their hearts. They will always love their children. But the Quran always says to the children to love their parents. Because they forget their parents. They forget their mother. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even use the word uff. When they become old, don't even use the word uff in front of them in this respect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the children to respect the parents, respect the mother, but not the parents to love the children, because naturally it is in their heart. This is with regards to the mother. The second aspect is our wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. General principle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I emphasize upon you to treat your wife kindly. The advice of Nabi alayhi salam, what more advice do we need than the advice of Nabi alayhi salam? Nabi alayhi salam says, Istawfu bin nisa'i khayra. I give wasiyah to you, I emphasize upon you to treat your wife kindly. Nabi alayhi salam did not even leave in speaking about the women, the speaking about our wife, even in the sermon of Hajjatul Wada. Hajjatul Wada is that sermon where Nabi alayhi salam mentions the broad principles of Islam. the broad principles of Sharia. Even in that sermon, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Fattaqullah fi nikah." Nabi alayhi salam said, I give you the advice, and I emphasize upon you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to your wives and the women. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because by taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, she has come into your nikah. Before that, it was not halal for you to touch her. But now, by taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, she has come into your nikah. So it is your responsibility, it is for you that you have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to fulfilling her rights. Respected brothers, tells us, when you look at the wife, compatibility between the wife and you and a person, it is very difficult. We understand it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created her different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said her thinking will be different. If a person's intention is that my wife has to be exactly the way I want, it will never happen. Because Allah has created her different. Her thinkings are different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. If you dislike something in your wife, and perhaps it will happen because she is not an angel, you will dislike something in your wife, but then overlook it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many other good things in her. Whatever you dislike, you overlook that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many other good things in her. A person comes to Nabi alayhi salam, and then he says, Ya Rasulullah, my wife is like this, and he starts complaining about his wife. Nabi alayhi salam says, Talliqha, give her talaq. Then he paused for a minute, and then he says, but Ya Rasulullah, I still need her. Then keep her. Nabi alayhi salam said, because when Nabi alayhi salam said talliq ha give talaq, then he realized that what and what good things is my wife doing to me. Isn't she looking after my children? She's taking, washing my clothes. So many good things is she is doing to me. Then I have to overlook the dislike, small disputes. What is happening, we have to overlook. Umar radiallahu anhu's time, a person comes. He had a problem with his wife. Then he wants to complain to Umar radiallahu anhu. He walks to Umar radiallahu anhu's house. Before knocking the door, he hears a dispute between Umar radiallahu anhu and his wife also. Then he understands, he thinks, the very same problem which I am facing, Umar radiallahu anhu is also facing. Let me go back, and he turns back. Umar radiallahu anhu sees him, Umar calls him, come here, brother, what's happening? Why did you come to visit me? He says, no, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I came with a complaint, but I see the very same complaint which I came with, you are also in that very same difficulty. Explain to me, what is it? Then he says that, I have so many problems with my wife, she does not listen to me, and he complains about his wife. Then Umar radiallahu anhu says, yes, it is true. Even my wife also is the very same man. But I don't look at that. I look at the good what she has done. Isn't she taking care of my children? Isn't she taking care of my house, my wealth? She's washing my clothes. So many good things Umar radiallahu anhu started mentioning. He was confined and he was satisfied. He says, Amir Mu'mineen, Jazakallah, and he goes back. So we need to understand, and we need to overlook what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. From amongst the signs that one Allah is existing, that is that Allah has created for you from amongst you, مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may gain pleasure, you may gain comfort, and you may gain happiness from whom, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, from this wife, from your partner. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. We are the ones who put love between the husband and the wife. We are the ones who put love. And not only love, mercy also, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between the spouses, mercy, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When time passes, when the marriage is carrying on for 10 years, 15 years, then we see the rahmat, that the mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in between the spouses. Their love increases. This is from only soul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest example, the Quran speaks about Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam was he had everything. He had orchards, he had gardens, he had fields. He had 14 children, according to one riwayat. He had 14 children. But what happened? In one instant, everything, his orchards, his gardens, his fields, his children, Allah took away everyone. Imagine 14 children. Imagine all his wealth, all his orchards, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it in one moment. Not only that, Allah ta'ala gave him such a sickness, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, and if no one could go near him, no one could even get close to him. But who was the prime support to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam? Was his wife, Rahmah. Indeed, she was a mercy to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. She was the prime support to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. Day and night she looked out. Day and night she was taking care of her husband. She never left her. So this is how our wives think about us. They have come with that intention that my husband is going to take care of me very well. So it is our responsibility that we have to be kind to her. It is coming in the hadith that it became so much that once Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam's wife, she comes to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam and says, O Nabi of Allah, now you are in so much difficulty and you are in so much pain with this sickness, why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take this pain away from you? Then he asked his wife, and he says to his wife, Ayyub alayhi salam, how many years of prosperity did we enjoy? How many years did we enjoy with our orchard, with our children? She replies, 80 years. 80 years we enjoyed ourselves with our orchards and with gardens, and we had a nice time. Okay, how many years of difficulty are we going through? She said, 7 years. 7 years of difficulty and 80 years of prosperity, I feel shy to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure me. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He will cure me. And he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It became so much that once the wife of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, she returns back, she sees a young man sitting in the house. She could not recognize, she goes to that young man and says, there was a sick person who was sleeping here, did you see him? Where is the sick person? So he replies, it is me, it is Ayyub, it is, I am your husband. Allah Ta'ala has cured our sickness. Allah Ta'ala has cured my sickness. So this is how our wives, we should be kind, the right of our wives has to be fulfilled. When Nabi alayhi salam, he got the nubuwwah in the age of 40, the prime support to him was his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. So we understand from this that how much important to us it is that we have to take care, we have to be kind to our wives. Nabi alayhi salam in one hadith he says, خِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. Nabi alayhi salam says, the best among you is he who treats his wife generously, who fulfills the rights of the wife correctly. He is the most generous, he is the most best amongst you. Nabi alayhi salam says, khiyarukum khiyarukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahlihi. Nabi alayhi salam says, and I am the best from amongst men who treat their wives correctly and treat their wives properly. But then you see in the hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha says, for 2 moons the stove of my house did not burn. But still Nabi alayhi salam said, wa ana khayrukum li ahlihi, I was the best husband to my wife. So it is very easy for us to create an image in the masjid. We can say, we can create a good image in the masjid. People will start talking good about us. It is very easy. Or in our business places or wherever we work, it is very easy to create a good image. People will respect our people. But Nabi alayhi salam said, khiyarukum khiyarukum, the best amongst you is he who is strict. You can be the best amongst in the masjid or in your working place, wherever. People are respecting you. But if Nabi alayhi salam gives preference to that person who treats his wife properly, who is generous to his wife, he is the best amongst you. So let us take this all into consideration. And also the third aspect with our daughters. It has become difficult to bring up daughters more than bringing up the sons. We need to speak to them. Today the Western world has made it so much that it is into their minds that if we do not change according to the world, according to how this dunya is moving, then there is no dignity towards us. But that is wrong. The dignity for our daughters, for our women, is what Islam has taught, what Allah says in the Quran, what our Nabi alayhi salam has taught. So we need to speak to them and we need to advise them in a such a way that they will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam has said, a woman comes with two daughters to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's house. They are hungry. They ask something from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She doesn't have anything. She gives one date to this woman. What this woman does, she breaks that date into two, and then one portion she gives to the one daughter, the other portion she gives to the other daughter, and she remains hungry. Aisha radiallahu anha sees this, and when Nabi alayhi salam returns, she tells Nabi alayhi salam that, Ya Rasulullah, I saw this is what happened. A woman came and this is what happened. I was hungry, but still I gave that particular date. She was also hungry, but then she gave two portions, gave one portion to the daughter, first daughter, and the other portion to the other daughter, and she remained hungry. Nabi alayhi salam said, for that father who with so much difficulty he brings up his daughter correctly, he gives them the proper tarbiyat, he shows them the right path, and the proper education has been given, a proper way of deen has been given to her, and with so much difficulty he brings her up, and then when the correct match comes, the correct proposal has come, then he gets her married to the correct person, the correct family, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed Jannah for his father. With so much difficulty he brings up his daughter. So it is our duty that we have to speak to our daughters. We should always be with them. It is not that we leave them like that and then let them go on their way. No, it is not like that. As fathers, it is our responsibility to speak to them and ask them what is their responsibilities, and we have to fulfill it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at this at the end, we can see a final wording, that is, our Jannah lies under the feet of our mother, and also our condemn and how we act and how we perform in front of our wives, according to that there is a respect towards us, and also Jannah is guaranteed if we treat our daughters correctly and give them the proper tarbiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon all this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the straight path. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.